Right now, I'm going to tell you about the first time I ever left the physical body. I was sitting in the back of my culture and society in the West class, where Professor Huntsville prattled on with his wise saws and modern instances, with good cape and lined. I had fallen asleep into a cup of green tea, praying the caffeine would counteract the effects of the night before. Green, green tea. Green as the eyes of the cherubic seductress of a student sitting next to me, whose bronzed skin seemed to sing to me. Though as my professor prattled on with his wise saws and modern instances about Mesoamerican cultures in the 1400s, I must confess I fell into a deep, deep sleep. But I was awoken then by the green-eyed temptrix next to me, who pointed to the front of the class where Professor Huntsville, now quite irate, beckoned me to come down. Mr. Gladwell, are you ready to give your final presentation on Mesoamerican cultures in the 1400s? Bollocks, I thought to myself. No, indeed, I was not ready, being something of a slacker in those days. I walked down, down towards the center of the class, racking my brains for some shreds and snippets of knowledge retained that I could somehow regurgitate into something comprehensible. But as I turned to face my class, I was struck dumb by a midnight breeze. I was indeed standing not in my culture and society in the West class, but in the stone-laden sacrificial pit of an Aztec ziggurat. And my professor was transfigured before my eyes. He had become now a sinewy, staff-wielding Aztec shaman. He raised his arms to the skies, which would mean my beheading, when the green-eyed girl burst forth through the masses, laid down her life, and sang unto me.
I'll be your Aztec virgin sacrifice.
Seizing the opportunity, my voice cried out in the night, somehow imperfect Aztecian, which I knew not how I did know. I cried,
I am the Aztec god! Quetzalcoatl come from the east to take my revenge!
And they bowed down before me, following their shamanic master, whispering in the night, the end is come, the end is come. And then the guitar continued to play somehow. As I swung my shimmering scimitar in prideful triumph, the blade did clip upon my finger, letting forth the crimson lies from my skin. And as blood from this index finger fell down and dripped back into the thirsty soil from whence it came, the shaman laughed, for he knew that I was not the Aztec god Quetzalcoatl, but a mere mortal.
not he seize him? I heard them cry as their glistening spears shone down and the great tribal phalanx bore down upon me. I cried out in the night for salvation. Just then, when all seemed lost, I heard from the skies a great gore. For once again the sun was eclipsed. The albatross was come. He grasped me in his great talons and swept me high into the sky, 1,000 feet above their bejeweled heads, and I heard,
I'll be your Aztec virgin sacrifice.
You'll be my Aztec virgin.
I'll be